So this foil here, which is you do have, illustrates the two simple cases. So if we only have five particles, which is of course another very interesting example, you can see after two shifts, we've actually calculated everything. So on in step one, we do P5 with P1, P1 with P2, on step two, we do P4 with P1 and P1 with P3. So there are, with five particles, there were four interactions we're meant to have done, and we've done them therefore in two steps. Half of them at the top, half of them here, and the other half are when P1s are at the, so that you think there are three with, sorry, there are two here with P1s at the bottom, and two here with P1 at the top. So this is the fixed case, and this is the moving case. In the case of six, you need three such shifts to calculate the five forces that are necessary for six particles. So you can easily, if you think carefully, you can convince yourself that this works.